this is how I like to feel. This is what I want more of.
Welcome to Show Up or Shut Up with Wendy Solganic, also known as Willa.Wanders on Instagram. This podcast features real and raw conversation about the lives of prolific makers. What is really happening behind all of those gorgeous photos of art on Instagram? How we came to be prolific makers? What makes us consistently show up? And the very real challenges that we all face. This episode of Show Up or Shut Up is brought to you by my online course, the Willa Journals course. Learn everything you need to know to make one-of-a-kind, bespoke, mixed-media mashup journals. And by the Bookmaker Collective. Discover your bookmaker confidence as you learn new bookmaking techniques or reimagine old ones while creating and constructing artisan books from start to finish during online, weekend-long live workshop experiences.
Hey guys, it's Wendy. I just got something interesting from someone who listened to my podcast, and it came in through a DM on Instagram from a listener named Linda, and I'm going to read you the DM, and I'm going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. So here is what Linda had to say. Hi, Wendy. I've been doing art journaling for about 6 years or so. Lately, I've been in a real funk. Just blocked, and I really don't like what I've been creating lately. But I took your messy pages mini class and just had fun playing around. I guess that's what it's all about, right? Smiley face. Well, hey, Linda, thank you so much for writing to me. I have a few thoughts about this. And they all kind of center around one theme that's existed in my life. And that is that there is a time and a place for all sorts of different types of creation. And nothing lasts forever. So what I mean by that is that I have a pattern. And that pattern is that I get really enthusiastic about something that has drawn my attention really hard, whether it's knitting or scrapbooking or wheel pottery or, like it is right now, bookmaking and art journaling. I've also been sort of an obsessed watercolor artist, calligrapher, hand letterer. I'm trying to think if I've done anything else. I've tried a lot of other things that didn't stick, but I just basically named all of the different art forms or craft forms that have really had some staying power with me and have lasted for many, many years for each, you know, form of craft or art that I've gotten, you know, really into in my life. And the thing that I most recognize about myself, and this may be true for a lot of you guys out there who are listening to this, but the thing that I recognize is that these phases have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And there's nothing that I can do to control those beginning or middle or ends. I mean, I may want to, you know, for some psychological reason, want to continue, let's say, knitting, okay? I may want to continue because maybe I've purchased a lot of yarn and there's still a lot of unfinished objects, you know, unfinished projects floating around, and I want, you know, on some level I want to finish them. But what I really have come to understand is that I don't control it. So I'm just kind of here for the creativity ride. And the end of every ride kind of ends with me having a lot of materials of a certain, you know, style or hobby that I've picked up, and then I just kind of am done with it. And there's nothing that I can do. I can't force myself to make more of that thing if I'm just kind of feeling over it. So what I've done in the past is I've given all of the supplies away. So I had a friend, her name is Laura. She was really into knitting, and I gave her all of my yarn. Then, of course, later on, I wish I hadn't given her the yarn just because I wanted to try a different thing that involved yarn. I would have loved to have done weaving. I saw there were, you know, incredible, gorgeous weavings, and I was like, oh, if I only had all of that yarn, I would totally be trying my hand at weaving. And I even tried picking up punch needle, and I bought a ton of yarn and supplies for that. And guess what I found out? I like punch needling, but it's not a super functional craft. And I tend to prefer things that are useful, like art journaling or functional pottery making or knitting, because I could make scarves and hats and mittens. And I just found that the punch needle things that I was making, they just didn't feel functional enough to me. I wasn't gonna, you know, put a ton of them on my walls, and I didn't know what to do with them, and I just kind of stopped. And meanwhile, I have a ton of yarn. But my oldest daughter, Sophia, who I talk about a lot, she picked up crochet. And so this summer, when she comes home from college, she's going to teach me how to crochet, and hopefully I'll like it, and we can both, you know, get into that big new yarn stash that I have. So my whole point in recording this, Linda, is to say that I recognize in myself, and possibly in you, I don't know if this is why you're feeling this way, that maybe you're hitting the end point of your journey with art journaling. And if you're feeling in a funk about it, maybe it's because you're feeling bad. Like somehow you should be doing more art journaling. You should continue with this because at one point it brought you so much joy. But if it was still bringing you so much joy, maybe you would want to keep doing it. And I think sometimes the joy just gets sucked out of something, and that's okay. So maybe it's time to start making something else, or maybe to go about that art journaling from a totally different approach. Like you said, you took a course that I have, a mini course about making mixed media messy pages, and that was really fun. So maybe it's as simple as just totally shifting the style of art journaling that you do. But the other possibility is that it's just had its useful lifetime for you. And that's totally cool. Is there something else that you feel like making? I mean, maybe the funk that you're in has nothing to do with the art journaling and being kind of done with that. And maybe you're just, you know, feeling all of the weight of the pandemic and all the other stresses of life. And this is, you know, I'm not a psychologist, and I didn't ask you a bunch of questions before I recorded this about why you were feeling that way. It's just that for me, it brought up a lot of memories and feelings about feeling bad about letting go of something when it was time to let go of something. Linda, I wonder if what's really going on is not that you're frustrated with what you're making, but it's really that what you're feeling when you're making it doesn't feel good anymore. And when you took the Messy Pages class, it felt really fun. And it felt like, ah, this is the way that I remember that I felt. This is how I like to feel. This is what I want more of. And I think that what could happen, because I know that this has happened for me, is there's an incredible excitement and joy in learning something new and mastering something. And that feeling of fun and excitement and enjoyment of the process of mastering something and then actually mastering it, it doesn't last forever once you've mastered it. So is it possible, Linda, that you're just kind of bored at this point with whatever type of art journaling you were doing in the past and you mastered it and now you don't get any of those endorphins in your brain that are released when you're going through that learning and mastery process? Maybe it's just truly not as fun of an experience for you now that you've been doing it for so long. So if that's the case, then you owe it to yourself to seek out experiences in art and craft and making that give you that joy of the process. Because I believe ultimately we are all here doing this because we enjoy the process. I just don't think that whatever the result is on the page can hold a candle to that feeling that we get from the actual feeling of creating. So, Linda, what I'm trying to say is my gut is telling me it's not that you're not enjoying what you see on the page. It's that you're not enjoying the process anymore. And I think we have to get to the bottom of why the process isn't leaving you feeling good anymore. And I think that this could be what's going on. And I think that it's something that's gone on personally for me in the past. I'm so, so curious if you've experienced these kinds of phases in your creative life, where you get really into something maybe for a couple of months or even a couple of years or even a decade, and then all of a sudden you just feel like you just don't want to make that thing anymore. No matter how hard you try to force yourself to make it, there's really nothing that you can do to bring that love back. I'm just so curious. If you have an experience, please send me a DM on Instagram or drop me an email at willaworkshops@gmail.com. And I can't wait to hear back from you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Show Up or Shut Up. If you've made some art or craft while you listened, take a photo of it, post it to Instagram, and tag me at willa.wanders so we can see what you are up to. And if you feel like what we've talked about here spoke to you, press that subscribe button so that you're the first to know about all of the new Show Up or Shut Up episodes. Have a wonderful day and go make something.